Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about our new friend joining us. Terry Murray is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Terry is an international business coach, international executive coach. He's an entrepreneur himself. He's the creator of the proprietary Accretive Coaching Process System. He is an author of the a book called The Transformational Entrepreneur, and he's a veteran of the Navy Intelligence Service, and he's our new friend, Terry Murray. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Greatly appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Good to have you back. You know, Terry, I was talking about to the audience before you got here about your joining us and about this idea of breakthrough business success, and I was just saying that when we look around, you know, we can now look back on 20 years of economic doldrums in Japan, and in the United States here, we're about to go into the fourth year. We're about to start the fourth, maybe depending on who you talk to, maybe the fifth year of economic doldrums here in the United States on many levels, in many sectors, most sectors, and still challenges ahead. I don't want to see America have a lost decade, let alone a lost generation. And in order to prevent that from happening, we're going to have to do what you're talking about here. We're going to have to break through, aren't we?
I believe we do. If we look at, and I think this is at the root of some of the challenges that Japan has faced over the last couple of decades. If we look at the source of value creation in today's economy, it really comes down to the ability of companies to commercialize creative ideas. Mm-hmm. Intellectual property is the driver of value creation in companies, and the source of that is human beings.
Mm-hmm. That's the differentiator, not your stuff. The classic value proposition, product, price, availability, and service, that's just table stakes now, isn't it?
It truly is. It truly is. The driver of breakthrough success is the human talent and how companies engage and leverage that human talent to create competitive advantage.
And it's not just the things that they create, which that's a big deal, the innovations they create that add value to their relationships. It's not just the things they do and the things that they make and create and deliver. It's the relationships they have with the customer, too, isn't it? That's what has become more valuable today than ever before. What do you think?
It truly is, and when you look at some of the companies that do it really well, you can see the differentiation. Apple Computer is a great example of that. They really get their customers emotionally excited about their new product. I mean, who really needed an iPad when they came out with it? Yet they created nearly $1 billion in new sales in about a week when they first launched that,
yeah,
which just boggles the mind. And, in fact, Gallup Company did some research that was published in the Harvard Business Review a couple of years ago, and they took a look at business through the lens of applied behavioral economics, which looks at the psychological aspect of economic decision-making. And what they were able to determine was that companies that engage both their associates and their customers on an emotional and cognitive level enjoy a 240% improvement in financial performance.
Mm-hmm.
It really does make a difference, and it comes down to it, that emotional aspect of how we fully engage human beings in the workplace.
Well, and I agree with what you said about Apple, but in some ways it's an unfortunate analogy because most of us aren't going to create that kind of a killer app. Most of us aren't going to produce that kind of a product. We've got to learn how to create that competitive advantage you talk about, about differentiating ourselves. We've got to make that happen without some kind of a breakthrough product. We've got to do it with breakthrough behaviors, don't we?
We really do. And you know, especially today where there's so much noise. I mean, we're faced with 3,000 to 5,000 marketing messages a day. You look at what's happening with social media, what's going on with the internet. Those connections can be very shallow. What's critical is taking those connections and turning them into authentic relationships. And it's those relationships that we can build through those technologies that are really going to drive that differentiation. So you have to find a way to connect first, but it really comes down to you connect cognitively, but you engage emotionally.
So it sounds to me like you're saying that the headwaters of breakthrough business success is acquiring the right people.
It's not only acquiring the right people, it's creating the right culture through leadership. And that's something that I point out in my book.
Attracting, then. Maybe attracting is a better word than acquiring.
Attracting them and continuing to attract them. And once you've got them on board, really taking complete, and I don't want to say advantage per se, but in a way it is.
Maximizing the
creativity that they can contribute to the organization.
Mm-hmm. Make creating an environment where what they bring to the table can flourish, and then letting them flourish in their jobs, facing customers, and then you as the owner aggregating that success.
Very much so.
That's breakthrough. Yeah, that's the breakthrough formula, isn't it?
Yeah, it just really comes down to three elements. And creating breakthrough performance in business is like lighting a fire. A fire requires heat, fuel, and oxygen in order to burn. In an entrepreneurial endeavor, a small business, leadership is the heat, strategy is the fuel, and culture is the oxygen. We can't see culture, but it's the air we all
breathe. Say that again. Let's go over that again.
Okay. Igniting breakthrough performance is like lighting a fire. It requires heat,
right,
fuel, and oxygen in order to burn. In business, leadership is the heat, strategy is the fuel, and culture is the oxygen. We can't see culture, but it's the air we all breathe. And it's the alignment and coordination of those three elements that takes and engages that hidden workforce that often lies just beneath the surface of so many companies.
I wanted, folks, that's going to be on the test. Now, think about this. The fire that you're going to create to break through, find breakthrough success, he's laying it out for you here, folks. The fire you've got to create to make this success is built based on heat, fuel, and oxygen. Is that right?
That's right.
Leadership, strategy, culture. Every one of those things, folks, you've heard us talk about in the show before, but only Terry has pulled it together in one little nugget. So remember, that's going to be on the test. 20 after, we're going to talk some more about transformational breakthrough business success through his book, The Transformational Entrepreneur. Terry Murray is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.